Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Welcoming in Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti, our good friends over at Johnson Brunetti, to talk about a whole bunch of different stuff. So we can talk tariffs, we can talk taxes, a whole bunch of things. You know, we just got news, the Challenger Gray and Christmas report came out. You know, it's a jobs week. So you get the ADP, you get the weekly jobs claims, and people have been paying a lot of attention to Challenger Gray and Christmas, and they said there's 170,000 plus layoffs in the month of February, like a 250% increase over January. About roughly a little more than a third are DOGE related. And, you know, tariffs, and I saw another headline that said basically tariffs, we talked about this a few minutes ago, it's not just the tariffs that are potentially impactful, even the threat of them changes behaviors. And I guess that's a place to start, because you already, in your line of work, think about the impact on people on, quote-unquote, Main Street. And is it already something that people can feel?
Well, absolutely. So first off, thanks for having me in. We've seen that this week, right, with the volatility that we've seen in the market, right? You know, we were supposed to have these tariffs go into effect for Mexico and Canada, and, you know, it was delayed once already. So I think a lot of investors and the public were sort of thinking like, well, this is going to get delayed again, and it didn't. So then you get sort of big market crash. And, you know, you experience the volatility of that. And then, of course, they added an exemption the other day, yesterday, for automakers. And boom, the market goes up, right? You know, so I think we're in for a little bit of volatility here as it relates to the market and what's happening with tariffs. I mean, the tariff thing is kind of, you know, it's complicated and it's tough because, you know, is this really a negotiating tactic? Are these things that are going to be, even if they go into effect, are they going to be temporary? Where this administration is going to negotiate with some of these countries. And so we might have this tariff for a month or two, and it's going to end up being positive. Or is this going to be sustained for a long time?
Well, really, see, honestly, like it seems like it is more to try to get leverage on certain situations because he's pulled back, he puts it in, he threatens this and threatens that. And it's true because the headline on CNBC is that, you know, the S&P is projected to be down another percent, 1.25%, is that there is real tariff confusion. So in terms of the investor community, and it's not a fair question necessarily, but are you buy and holders? Should people take some profits off the table after this multi-year run we've had? Like what, because then there's tax implications to that as well. So it's really hard to know, especially with a, you know, you're younger than me, but with a longer time horizon, you're always told to sit and wait and, you know, sort of go in a safe harbor during stormy times. So what are you telling people?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the financial markets are almost like, you know, the tabloids, you know, like we're going to look at it every single day. But does that really even matter? Should we be looking at the stock market every single day? You know, like when it comes to someone's investment plan and retirement plan, you know, most people are buy and hold investors, and the daily movements of the market is not something that they should really be focusing on so much. Let the hedge funds or let the traders really worry about what's going to happen on a daily basis. You know, we try to help people plan for the long term for retirement and, you know, have a plan that is going to include some degree of safety. I mean, this is what's happening right now. Today we're talking about tariffs. Today we're talking about job layoffs. You know, 5 years ago we were talking about this pandemic that was coming about. And back in 2008, we were talking about housing pricing going down and foreclosures, right? Like there's going to be something every few years that we're going to be talking about, and is going to provide some type of volatility to the market, right? That thing might be different every few years, but I think we know to some degree every few years there's going to be these moderate corrections, there's going to be these hiccups, and these things are natural for market cycles. But that being said, if someone is close to retirement, if somebody is in retirement, you know, they have to plan for the inevitable of these events, right? So there's got to be a plan there. There's got to be something that takes into account that this is going to happen. There's got to be safety built into that plan.
We're talking with Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti. You can go to johnsonbrunetti.com and look at all their services. They have a whole bunch of stuff. They have investment advising. You know, they can deal with retirement planning, but also long-term care, 401k advice, a whole bunch of different things. We'll get into that in a little bit. It's funny when you have someone from Johnson Brunetti in the Johnson Brunetti studio here at WTIC News Talk 1080. So thank you for keeping the lights on.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. You know, I'm curious, like, I have a bunch of questions here, but before I get to taxes, when you get, you talked about how when you're closer to retirement, you need to have a plan to be able to, you know, pay yourself out and so on. And when you're younger, you can sort of buy and hold and persevere. Do you have to literally, like, when you're retired, like, oh, I need money for this and this. I gotta sell my IBM.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, yeah, it depends on the situation, right? Like, you know, I meet with a ton of people. We as a firm meet with a ton of people that are leading up to retirement in the next couple of years. And, you know, we get this question all the time. Can I retire? Like, is it going to work? And so, you know, I think one of the most important things that somebody could do at that point, if they're having that question, is have a retirement income plan. And this retirement income plan
can you give me an example?
Sure, yeah, like it could be simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. I kind of think about it and I break it down into three sections. One is income, right? What's your income going to be in retirement? Are you going to have a pension? How much is your Social Security going to be? The next thing, which for some people is a little bit more difficult, but what are your expenses, right? Because people will say to me, I want to be able to live my lifestyle, do the things I want to do, feel right, comfortable. So what are your expenses? What does that mean? I mean, I meet with people that still have a mortgage when they retire. I meet with people that don't have a mortgage. I meet with people that have one house. I meet with people that have two houses. I meet with people that want to volunteer in retirement or want to start a side business or want to golf every day, right? Like when you think about what you want to do and fulfill your life, what is your lifestyle?
What about the mandatory drawdowns of 401k though? Like say you get to that age, you literally have to sell the stuff in the account.
Absolutely.
And then, but you have to do that methodically because you don't want to take too much of a tax hit in one year and not enough in the other, right? Like you have to literally sell securities.
I mean, and to your point earlier, I mean, there are situations where people are retired and maybe they have enough income coming in from pension and Social Security and they don't need to tap in the investments.
Right.
But then you have people that do need to tap in the investments, whether it is just, you know, normal distributions or what you're talking about, which is required minimum distributions. Like you might be having to sell investments you've built.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Up and save those investments for this point in life. So you don't want to be at a point where you're forced to sell in a down market, right? So, you know, there's got to be a shift that takes place at this point with your investments where you're focusing on a reasonable, steady, consistent rate of return and you're minimizing the downside.
We're talking with Heath Grossman from Johnson Brunetti here on Brian & Company. Quickly, tax season. I just sent in my material to my preparer yesterday. Any wrinkles to what's happening this year, particular, like relative to last?
Not so much. I mean, I think the big thing that we're thinking about with taxes is, you know, so the administration that we have right now, the first time this administration was in power, they made a big overhaul to the tax plan. They called it the Tax Cuts Jobs Act. And that went into effect in 2018. It did a couple of things. It lowered some tax brackets. It doubled the standard deduction. It minimized some itemized deductions. So this tax plan for individuals is not permanent. It's scheduled to pretty much end at the end of this year.
Well, can you answer me a question? I hate to interrupt you, but all this rhetoric about this tax cut that they want to make permanent, is it truly, because I don't know enough about it, does it truly favor the wealthy and not the middle class? Is that true?
I mean, in a certain sense, it is true. I mean, it, across the board, it has lowered taxes for everybody. But when you just think about the amount of the benefit, right? Like, if you make $50,000 and your taxes have gone down by 5%, you know, you've saved X amount. If you make $3 million and your taxes go by 5%. That's a big savings,
right?
So it may be an equal percentage, you know, but it you know, the benefit is larger for somebody that's higher up the ladder from an income standpoint.
Okay, that's helpful. You know, you guys do so many different things at Johnson Brunetti. Like, in terms of what, and again, there's more and more people who are retirement age now. I mean, it's just sort of like, you know, it's people are living longer and mm-hmm. so on. But what segments of the business are getting the most activity right now?
I mean, we really help people from soup to nuts with the retirement planning. You know, so it's what I was talking about with having a retirement income plan, and then also making sure your investments, you know, are underpinning that retirement income plan and are in the right place for you. You know, then it brings up other questions, like we started to talk about taxes, and you know, should I be doing Roth conversions? And you know, you were mentioning the required minimum distribution. You have these people that are looking down the barrel of RMDs down the road, and how much the taxes might be on that, and where do we think taxes are going to be 5 or 10 years from now, right? Do we think taxes are going to be lower 5-10 years from now, or higher 5-10 years from now? Most people would probably say higher, right? You know, so when you think about the required minimum distributions, like, should I be preparing for that now and doing Roth conversion? So that's a huge conversation that we have with people.
And when you're converting into a Roth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you would have to pay the taxes
when you
now.
Do a Roth conversion, right? You're taking money that's already exists within a traditional style retirement account where you've never paid taxes on it. You move it over to Roth and you do pay taxes on the conversion.
But then when you would start to withdraw,
no
there's
taxes.
No further taxes.
And no required minimum distribution. So maybe you're doing it from the standpoint of, well, I've got enough money here and I'm probably never going to use it, so I want to leave this money to my kids. And it's better to leave the Roth to them that's going to be tax-free versus the traditional stuff.
So if you have money in a Roth that you've already paid taxes on, if you pass it along to your children, they're not further taxed on that.
No taxes on it. And they could then delay it.
See, that's the kind of advice you could pay for right there. So, and I don't want to go into fee structures, but do people pay like a retainer and get a vertical amount of services from you, or do they go a la carte?
Well, I mean, to sit down and have a conversation with us, we don't charge people for that. We just feel it's the best way that we can help out. We got lots of conversations with people where we sit down and we just, you know, maybe answer some questions for them or point them in the right direction. And there's a ton of value there. We may never see them again, and that's fine. We're happy to help out in any way possible. You know, if people ultimately go through a process with us and want to work with us, you know, how we make a living depends on what we use from an investment standpoint. But there's tools and strategies we can use where there's no fee to our clients at all. And then there's, you know, tools and strategies we can use where there's an ongoing percentage management fee. And when it comes down to it, we're fiduciary, meaning that the, you know, the plan that we put together, the tools and strategies that we use, the advice we give people is in their best interest over and above how we get
compensated. I always, because we have that investment that says, we're a fiduciary. How do you know they have our best interests at heart, just other than being told you have to? I always find that kind of amusing. But Heath, this is super helpful. And I also like the sort of demystifying some of the tax issues. It's really helpful to people. So we appreciate it. And obviously, we appreciate the support of Johnson Brunetti.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.